This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
In-house, it's a little bit lonely here. Jackson's running the board. I'm here. Somebody's not here with us, but I'll talk about that in a second. If you're new to Primetime Sports, we talk a little bit of everything. School's back in session. Football's kicking off tonight, so Primetime Sports is kicking off tonight. Primetime Sports, by the way, is brought to you by Ida's Tees. They've been sponsoring our show for a number of years. They're the place in Rufford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, special items, and more. Plus, buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. For Blue Raider Tees, polos, hats, bucket hats, if you're into those, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. If you're like me, you don't know where roads are. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. You'll get to Ida's Tees. They can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at idastees.com. Again, if you're new to Primetime Sports, what we talk about is you name it. It's baseball season. We might talk a little baseball. It's going to be high school. We'll maybe mention some volleyball. We'll talk some girls' soccer when we want to recognize some high school kids. Of course, we'll get in-depth into high school football. We'll have a little fun towards the end of the show talking pigskin picks. Somebody has got to knock Brian Barrett off his perch because he's done it 3 years in a row. I did it 3 years in a row, but it's been so long ago, nobody remembers. And so somebody's got to step up to the plate and do that. So we'll have picks later in the evening. Again, normally I've got people here at the station with me, but everybody's on assignment tonight. Rod Edwards is with Brian Barrett down in Shelbyville. And then, of course, Danny Brewer's over watching the Laverne game. So I had to go to the PUP list tonight. I had to go to the DL to bring in somebody. And to start the show off, it looked like it's going to the Dogs. And we'll talk about that when we come back right after this commercial break.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
Whether you have a quarter acre or several, Las Casas Feed Supply has premium feeds and dog foods you can't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
Plus, every Saturday morning, they have a local producer-only farmer's market with fresh vegetables, beef, pork, and more.
Customer service expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Family-owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Dr. Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASE certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Right, we're back with Primetime Sports brought to you by Ideas Tees. I've got John Dinkins on the line. Mr. Dinkins, are you the Kyle Wright of Sports Talk tonight?
I definitely am. I hope you can hear me.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, I had the knee replacement surgery about 4 weeks ago. The bad news is it hurt like crazy. I mean, it hurt like crazy. But the good news is the doctor has approved me to drive. So I am going to make an appearance at Riverdale tomorrow night. Will be my first game. So I didn't really think it would be very comfortable trying to drive to Shebaville tonight. So they decided to let me come in here and help you with this show.
Well, I appreciate that. And I want it noted, I have talked to the administrator at Riverdale High School.
Oh.
She has assured me of valet service for you.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So if it doesn't happen, it's not my fault.
So if I'm sitting there in front of the school, you know, in my car and waiting for somebody, then
Cane and you're holding up waving and nobody's there.
Yeah, gotcha.
Blame the principal at Riverdale High School, not me. So, but we'll talk.
She won't let me down.
She won't let you down. Yeah. No, she won't. But I'll be there too. I'll help you out, brother. I promise. I mentioned we talk about a little bit of everything, but let's talk about something we cover at WGNS and you like us covering. That's Braves baseball. John, what is going on?
Oh, man, I tell you, they're just hitting the cover off the ball. I mean, that's all I can say. Matt Olson's with 43 homers. Austin Riley with 27, and Acuna is just crazy. I mean, everywhere through that lineup, you don't really find a weak spot, and that's, you know, when the ninth hitter is batting 290, that's pretty good.
They're
really good defensively, too.
Well, here's you some pretty good stats. They're first in the major leagues in batting, first in runs, first in home runs, first in RBIs, and then you mentioned Acuna. Is he the MVP candidate right now?
Well, you know, Clark, I think so. I really think so. Freddie Freeman thinks so. Now I got to kind of put Matt Olson in there. He's got over 100 RBIs. And I just think just 2 short years ago, we were just, you know, bemoaning the fact that we didn't have Freddie Freeman anymore. And now it's hard to remember when Freddie was there. And that's kind of sad. But he's having a great year, too. He could be the MVP.
Well,
you know, there's several.
How crazy is that? So either – you know, Acuna's looking down the dugout and sees his opposition for MVP race, or used to see his opposition for MVP race.
Right. And you know what concerns me about the Braves is their pitching. They've got their bullpens pretty good. Starting pitching, though, and now it was great. It's been great the last 3 or 4 games. But, you know, whether that was a little bump in the road or, you know, whether they're going to be that kind of team. Freed is good enough to – be your ace, and Strider, but I don't know. It gets a little weak after that, so we'll kind of have to wait and see. But, you know, I know you want to talk about the Braves, but I got to talk about the Cincinnati Reds. Where did they come from? Where did that all start?
Oh, we're floundering right now. We're floundering. You know, thank goodness the Dodgers are hot and they can beat the Brewers because we can't. I mean, we snuck up to first just for a little while, maybe a couple of days, and you know, we've got zero pitching, and if we're not hitting, we're not in games, and that's the problem.
You do have some great stars, though. I mean, some really good players.
You got some good young
come out of the farm.
You got some good young guys, but you walk up to the average baseball fan and say, "Name me three Cincinnati Reds." They're gonna have a hard time doing it.
Frelick, is that one of them?
That one of them?
what's his name?
Dela Cruz.
Yeah, Dela Cruz. And then Joey Votto, yep. Who's really hasn't done much. He hadn't played, and now he's hitting low 200s. But I like that the shortstop they got. Is it McLean? Is that his name?
Yep.
McLean.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's a solid player. So they get some pitching. They could be tough if they don't sell it all off.
Well, exactly. I keep watching. Sonny. Speaking of a Smyrna product, Sonny Gray. He's in the top five in ERA, and he could be wearing a Reds uniform, but. Of course he's not, so that's a
well, he's gonna be a Brave, Clark.
You think so?
He's gonna be a Brave next year. Yeah, I think so.
Really? Well, I mean, you talk about pitching, Strider, he's leading the league with wins. Morton's right behind him at 12.
Yeah.
Elders.
Isn't it amazing how the starting pitching in all of baseball now, starters don't have but you used to have like by this time of the year somebody have 18 wins. You don't have 20 game winners anymore.
Not even close. I mean, there's no way Strider can do it. There's only about 40 games left, so he'll pitch what, maybe 7-8 times, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So he'd have to win them all.
They pull the starters now, so six innings. It's about what they're going to go now. But Kyle Wright was a 20 game winner last year, but Justin Verlander, all those guys, none of them get to 20 anymore.
Well, we mentioned Kyle Wright, and I called you Kyle Wright. Now, he's throwing batting practice, so how close do we think he is to coming back? Will he get a couple games in for playoffs?
Maybe. I don't know how much you can rely on that, too. He's pitched a couple. If he can get a couple of games in and he's really sharp, I would think that they would probably use him. I'm thinking he might be a bullpen option, but I don't know. I think if you can get Fried and Strider and Morton all – picking at the same time, they're probably good enough to go into a playoff series.
Right.
But you get past those three, it could be rough. So,
well, most people squeeze it to three anyway once the playoffs get here, pretty much. If you got a fourth one and you can throw them out there to get some extra rest, you do, but a lot of people don't. You mentioned Olsen. How much of a steal was that when you look back now?
Yeah, I mean, the eight starters they've got in their lineup are all steals. Anthopoulos just has got them on these long contracts, and it looks good on paper, but when you get to year six or seven, you're really going to save money when you get to that point. And he got younger with Olsen, more power with Olsen. I love Freddie Freeman, and I still wish they had Freddie Freeman, but maybe playing left field or something. I don't know, but it's hard to dispute the numbers that Olsen's put up.
Yeah, and 43 homers. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they're the best team in baseball right now, I think. I don't know that they will be when the playoffs come. That's always scary. The Phillies are scary in the playoffs because they've got a couple of good pitchers.
Well, the Dodgers, like I said, have won 10 in a row. They're hot as fire.
Yeah. And they've got a cleanup hitter batting 194. Muncy. And he bats cleanup. He never moves down in the order at all. It's just unbelievable.
Well,
how little batting average means. When we were kids growing up, you looked at the batting average first.
Oh, absolutely.
Now you look at OPS and how many homers and RBIs they have. So it's changed a lot.
Yeah, OPS, you have to do your little study. It's ability to get on base and hit for power, which, of course, Acuña and
that's
Olsen.
That's what makes Olsen so good. Olsen walks all the time.
Yeah.
Too.
I think he's fourth in Major League Baseball right now in OPS. So, I mean, it's him or Acuña. I can't remember which one they're up there high. But the Braves have got people on stat lines everywhere across Major League Baseball, which is they got the best record in baseball right now.
Yeah, they do have the luxury of they can relax a little bit and try some things. And if they need to get Kyle Wright in games, they can. I think Soroka is not – he's in the minors, but I think they're keeping him to see if he seems to be coming around now and getting more consistent. So, and that bullpen, I don't know how the guy does it, but Anthopoulos seems to know when guys are going to be good, or they got a guy from Colorado that had an ERA, Johnson, had an ERA of like 5-6, and he hadn't given up a run for Atlanta in about 12 appearances. So,
well, you get on a good team, you start feeling that pressure. Hey, I got to perform, and I think that's part of it.
Exactly, I think so too. And didn't make many moves at the deadline, but gosh, what kind of moves can you make unless you do get a Verlander? And the Braves aren't going to pay for that.
No, I mean, they're not going to give all that up. Not at all. They're going to take that 12.5 game lead right now and kind of coast on it, like you said, a little bit, and then we'll start worrying about when playoffs come. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to mention the Titans, the Vols, Vandy, and MTSU before we jump into high school football.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
This Fanceroni pepperoni is fancy.
Am I fancy enough for the Fanceroni? I'm wearing cargo shorts.
But Tim, so am I.
Try the Fanceroni pepperoni with over 100 old world pepperoni.
Little Caesars changed the Hot and Ready Classic and added 33% more pepperoni, which makes it 133% better pizza than before. It's really good. Order a new classic online and use our convenient pizza portal pickup.
In Murfreesboro on Memorial Warrior Drive, South Church and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
You've seen the ads out there, companies wanting to buy your home. But why sell yourself short when you can get fair market value? I'm Lisa Patton. If you have an estate to settle or a home to sell, call Parks Auction. We'll work with you to sell your home or property in any condition with no costly repairs on your timeline. Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? You need Parks Auction. We look out for your best interest. Call Parks Auction today. We handle everything.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back with Primetime Sports. Just a little more baseball discussion that was requested by you, Mr. Dinkins. Talking about my Reds playing in that division, there's one good thing. My Reds are actually ahead of the Cardinals, but so is everybody else.
Clark, I have not rubbed it in. I have not called Rod. I've not, you know, made any comments. But I don't know what happened to them. But they lost all their pitching for some reason. Now some of those pitchers, ones with the Miami Marlins, and ones with the Giants, and they've got several of really good pitchers that they scattered out. Just don't think they've made good trades, and I think they'll rebound if they can get some pitching, but it's been a nightmare for them. And I really hate it for Rod, but, you know, at least I don't have to listen to it. And he won't be looking at the scores during the football games now this year. So,
and he won't be wearing that shirt.
No. I wouldn't think. Well, he might just to spite me. But rest in peace, Cardinals. You'll be back next year, I'm sure. So
I pulled in the parking lot. I knew I was going to be by myself up here. And I was like, there's cars everywhere. And I was like, whose truck is that? And I went, oh, there's a little Cardinals thing on it. I go, that's Rod's.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Rod's truck.
Yeah. Yep.
Rod's.
Yep. Have you ever been to Skebbeville, Clark, for football?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Riverdale played there last season.
Oh, that's right. And, boy, I love their state. I love their little stadium. And they've got a great little press box, open air. It's pretty neat.
It's a good setup. But I do think that's going to be a good opener for the Stars tonight.
Yeah, I do, too. And, of course, we'll talk about that in a minute, I guess. But it's going to be an interesting football season, I think.
It is. Speaking of interesting, the Titans had an interesting issue yesterday. Treylon Burks went down. Luckily, it was just an LCL sprain. They're up in Minnesota. Doing a little practice work, joint practices, and they'll play against the Vikings this Saturday night. John, everybody's talking about quarterback for the Titans. Of course, Tannehill sit the first week, Willis versus Levis. Do you like one or the other or both?
I'll tell you what I like. If you could put I like Levis a little bit more than Willis, mainly for the mere fact that the arm, that arm is – He can drill it. I don't know. I'm a little worried about his decision making. And then I heard today that he got a little hurt, lower body injury. So it looks like Willis is going to play most of that second game. Although Willis has improved a lot. I thought he looked a lot better in that preseason game last week that we saw.
A lot of people have been talking about how hard he's been working this offseason, trying to, get used to the NFL speed and decision making. Of course, none of that matters if we can't block. Gave up 8 sacks. Now I know it's second, third stringers. Gave up 8 sacks in the first preseason game. But, I'm assuming if Levis got hit today, somebody let somebody through.
Yeah, that's a concern. The biggest concern to me with the Titans is depth. I don't know that I think their starting defense is fabulous. I think they're going to be great. And I think offensively they got some weapons. But if somebody goes down, and if anybody goes down on that offensive line, that aren't starters, that are starters, it could get rough. I think the offensive line will actually get better. They've got a couple of young ones up front and a couple that haven't played as much. But I think they're solid. I think Rand Coughlin thought he went out and got some athletic offensive line. And, Hopkins is looking like, that's looking like a really good deal. He's playing hard and at the wide receiver. And that takes a little pressure off Burks. And plus, it'll give Burks time to get better. But, boy, everybody thought it was an ACL tear. And thank goodness it's not. But they need to be careful with him.
Yeah, they open up with the Saints here in about 3 weeks from Sunday. So he's got time. I doubt he's ready by that opener. Of course, I think it's going to be an interesting season for the Titans. I think this is the last season you'll see Ryan Tannehill in a Titans uniform. Maybe the last season you see Derrick Henry in a Titans uniform. There's going to be a lot of question marks depending on how this season goes for the Titans. College-wise, MTSU, Vandy, Tennessee, we've got a couple more weeks before they open up as well. I think Vandy opens up first with the Rainbows from Hawaii, and, of course, MTSU and Tennessee open up around the 2nd of September. Speaking of some also changes, John, let's talk high school football. Not a lot of changes, but a couple of coaching changes I think that's interesting this year, and we'll start talking about first of all, Blackman, did you have his coach's show? Did you talk to him on Saturday? Is that right?
Yes, I did.
So, Kreisky 2.0 version in the district. Total Blackman revamp of offense, I think, don't you?
I do, too. I think you'll see a much more – I'd hate to use the word discipline because that sounds like that they weren't disciplined last year. But I mean in the terms of the way they run their offense – try to cut back mistakes and penalties. Then when I talk about discipline, that's what I'm thinking. A little bit more of a rugged, hard-hitting team that maybe we've seen in the past too.
Well, I think you're right there. And, everybody's loving that fast-paced offense. But if you don't have, like you said, the right discipline to control that with your players, it can become chaotic very quickly. The other change, of course, Middle Tennessee Christian, kind of a change. They moved up an offensive coordinator, Christian Peterson, to the head coaching position. And so good luck to those guys as they start.
Yeah, I don't think they'll miss a beat with Christian Peterson. I really I really think they'll be fine with that move. I don't know about when I try to compare the two Kroenke brothers. You know, they look very similar, you know, but
that hurts both their feelings. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that they're a little different though. They're a little. I've got to wait and see though till I interview them two or three times of Matt to see just how different they are. But Will was already talking trash about him the other day, so you know we'll see.
And well, I mean, he says you know his brother's the evil version.
That's what I hear, but Matt was very, very, very cordial to me. So, but it's that's going to be fun. I mean, I just think that's fun, and I'm happy for both of them, and I'm happy for Matt to kind of get back home.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It'll make that game more interesting, make the rivalry even better than it was. But it's going to be tough on I've talked to Dad quite a few times, Mr. Kroenke, and he loves both them boys and loves helping them with football. Speaking of football, as far as teams in the area concerned, Crager listed all 133 teams playing in the TAA in the Nashville area. Of course, Oakland is the highest ranked team in the area at number 4 in the state. Riverdale close number 6. People are really high on Riverdale this year.
Yeah, they are. And you know, I think Will Kroenke is high on him. I think he's gotten there's a lot of talent there now, whether it all gels, you know, at the right time and that kind of thing. But got a returning quarterback. And Clark, you know as well as I do, when you have a returning quarterback, that is such a big help on these high school teams. You know, the first year, you know, Oakland's got Kevin Little Creasy, and he's going to be quarterbacking them. And, of course, I don't know. Still, he hadn't played a lot. So, you know, we'll have to see. Maybe a little wear and tear there. And, you know, but when you have to start a freshman or a sophomore quarterback, sometimes there's some growing pains. And but we'll see. And I would think Mr. Creasy has been groomed very well over the course of his career to handle it very well.
Well, he was very nice. I had him Saturday on the show, and he was very, you know, wanted to keep it closed vest about being the quarterback's coach and having his son. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one. If you've ever coached your kids, I don't care if it's T-ball, volleyball, pickleball, if you're coaching your child, it's tough being that coach. It just is.
Did your kids give you dirty looks like mine did, you know, when you coached them?
Not dirty looks. I'll be honest, I was hard on mine, but I told them early on. I said, look, I've got to be hard on you in front of everybody else. You know, I just do.
Yeah.
I mean, people pick that up pretty quickly, especially other players. You talked about quarterbacks returning. There's two or three in the region to talk about there real quickly, of course. Santel's playing tonight for Siegel. He's probably, you know, one of the top dual threat quarterbacks in the area. You mentioned Braden Graham at Riverdale coming back, and of course Rockville. He's back from injury.
Yeah.
Brennan Mayhew. So three really, really good senior quarterbacks leading their teams this year, and how important that is, because Siegel just needs to get in that top 4. But of course, that's just a hard thing to do in Region 3.
And I think Blackman will have some struggles just for the mere fact they lost so many players. So it might give an opportunity for Siegel to kind of sneak back in there, sneak in the top 3. And, you know, it's kind of hard to see. And, of course, injuries. We saw how injuries just really took out Rockville's chances last year. And it was at the Nolensville game where they lost Minshew. They lost a linebacker. They lost an offensive lineman. I mean, it was a devastating night. So they need to stay healthy. And if they do, they might punch their ticket as well.
Yeah, definitely day and night as far as Rockville was concerned with those injuries. Of course, Region 3, a little bit of a change. Coffey County's in the region now. Stewart's Creek's out of the region, I think. Stewart's Creek's very happy to be out of the region, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it makes them much more competitive. And, you know, they've got the numbers at their school. I talked to Matt Williams last week, and he's pleased with his football numbers. He's up to 100 and some odd. So they're both – those two teams are – I look for great things to them. Of course, they're starting a new quarterback at Smyrna. We'll see how he does. But when you have Thomas Jones kind of as a go-to if need be, You can do a lot of things. And I look for Thomas Jones to run the football in the Wildcat anyway.
Oh, yeah. You know how Coach Williams likes to get those players. You got to get your best players the ball, and he's gonna do that. And you speaking of best players, there's a lot of good players in Rutherford County. I think people notice them across the board. You know, you've got a Jalen Thompson, who's a Michigan State commit. You got Nigel Maynard. He's a Pittsburgh commit. You got Jesse Peridot, Middle Tennessee Christian, offensive tackle going to Tennessee. And then you've got some young kids, juniors. Terrion Grant, corner. He's the number one Rivals recruit in Tennessee right now. And then you've got Jalen Morgan and Dwayne Morris also in that top 15 in Tennessee. So Murfreesboro is a hotbed. You can hear people talk about it. I mean, the talent, John, is just amazing.
Yeah, it's it really, we just continue to kind of dominate the field. Number one, also you got the number one team in the mid state, and you've got several teams that if they played in any other district, they would probably be in first place in their district. You know, you take your Riverdales and you take and like Siegel last year was a great example. Couldn't win in the district.
Couldn't lose out.
But they won. They beat everybody else out of their district. So, you know, that's a prime example right there.
Exactly. You know, we talk all the time about, you know, we're taking the pool of kids and players and kind of spreading them out, because we've got 11 schools playing football now with the addition of Providence Christian playing 11-man football. And so when we come back after this break, we're going to talk a little more high school football and the matchups this weekend.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Pizza. You can now order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at sirpizzatn.com. We've made ordering online a breeze. From sirpizzatn.com, tap on the location nearest you and begin your order for carryout or delivery. You can order the Royal Feast, create your own, spaghetti, calzones, everything right from our online portal at sirpizzatn.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Rheem Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back on this Thursday night for our last full segment here these next 9 minutes or so. John, I want to get to tonight's game in a minute, but I want to go to tomorrow night because I want to spend a little bit of time talking about not just the game, but the Smyrna-Riverdale game, WGNS. You're going to be there. Brian will be there. And, of course, they're having some special stuff going on. Big thank you to Danny Brewer for helping, working with both schools at Smyrna and Riverdale. And, of course, we're talking about honoring Bobby Wells.
One of the best guys you'd ever want to meet. And I had the opportunity to interview him several times when he was the head coach at Blackman. And what he meant to so many people. And on the coach's show Saturday morning, I talked to every coach had something good to say about Bobby Wells and had some experience with him, either worked with him, worked for him. And it's just a great guy. And what a battler. I mean, he battled that disease so well and probably was there at games that he probably shouldn't have been. Gosh, what a guy. Tremendous. And I'm really glad to see they're honoring him tomorrow.
Well, I'm good friends, of course, with Larry Creasy over at Siegel. And him and Bobby's been friends and, I mean, since back their days when they were both at Smyrna. And, of course, you know, he talked so highly of Bobby. And, you know, the funny thing talking about with Tamara about Bobby is he was almost like a dad to those coaches at Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he tried to, you know, keep them in line. He tried to keep them loose. You know, Coach Kreisky mentioned he was a good Christian man, so he was an example there for him. He just, you know, like I said, really just a father figure, not just the players, but that whole coaching staff, which I think is why, you know, they took it so hard, all his struggles. And like you said, I saw him sometimes last year trying to walk in and walk on that field, and he had no business being there, but he just wanted to mm-hmm. be around the kids and the coaches.
Yeah, and he would never let you know that he was having any kind of issues at all. And in fact, we'd ask him about his health and he'd mention it and that kind of thing. But he was there to coach football. He wasn't there, you know, to talk about himself and just a selfless person. And really, I'm glad I had the opportunity to know him, even in the small capacity that I did. And they're going to honor him with stickers on their helmets, I think, all year, aren't they?
All year, both.
And Smyrna.
Riverdale and Smyrna. And there'll be plenty of people there tomorrow night and former players and coaches. So if you ever played or was around Bobby Wells, we'd love to have you over at Riverdale tomorrow night for the WGNS game and just have chances to reminisce and see part of his family and, of course, his football family tomorrow night. So should be a great game and a great event and a great opportunity to recognize Coach Wells. Tonight, of course, we're over at Shelbyville. And like I said, we've got Brian getting ready to call the game here at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. We mentioned the Stars trying to extend their non-region streak to 8 games. Santel is back as a quarterback. You got the Grant kid. You got Groves. You know, Shelbyville dropped down to 5A. Don't see Shelbyville having a chance tonight, John, really against the Stars.
No, and I'd like to say this before I start on this on Pigskin Picks. Barrett's going down. Barrett's going down.
Well,
I'm gonna try to lose his focus a little bit, so
get him off target.
Yeah, get him off.
Got to do
but
something.
I've got to go with Siegel. I think Santel himself. If I feel like he'll dictate how they go tomorrow night, and I see a Siegel victory. It might be close, but I see a victory. It's really hard the first week, you know.
You never know.
You never know. But I think I feel good about Siegel tomorrow.
Coaches were all happy Saturday, but they're all scared too because, like you said, they don't know what's fixing to happen. And then, of course,
exactly.
the other game tonight, West Creek is coming to Laverne. Laverne, a lot of new people, some new faces on offense. Coach was excited having more players out. But I think a good opener for Laverne being at home.
You know, this is one that to me is a toss-up. I don't know much about West Creek. But I think I went with home cooking. I went with the Wolverines. They struggled in games that were close last year. And they need to learn how to win close games. And I think they do that. They could have a pretty good year, but, still a work in progress there, but I'm going to go with the Wolverines tomorrow night.
Well, let's look at picks then. We're talking about them. All of us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were already there.
No,
okay.
we were talking about games tonight, but I'm with you since you said that. But we all went with the Stars. We all went with the Wolverines for both games tonight. Other games to mention that everybody picked. Everybody went with Eagleville over PCA. That'll be a tough opener. I know Coach Floyd will be very nice tomorrow night because when you start an 11-man program, that means you're starting from scratch. But I see the Eagles handling that very well, but also doing it very well.
And a good opener for the Eagles. And, PCA's got to start somewhere. And, you know, they got a good guy in charge of them, Coach Ferguson. They'll get there, but I just don't think it'll be tomorrow night.
No, not tomorrow night. I don't think so either. They're, of course, in Division II, Class 1A East Region, same region with Middle Tennessee Christian. They're hosting Columbia Academy. All of us went with the Cougars there. Of course, all of us are going with the defending champion, Oakland Patriots, as they host Independence. And then we start having some disagreements.
Oh.
Mr. Brewer, of course, being a Bulldog, went with the Bulldogs. The rest of us went with the Warriors. Now, last year's game was, the word is slobber knocker, 15-5. It was ugly in the Bulldogs' favor. But like you said, John, Riverdale's got a little more offense this year. Smyrna's lost some people on defense. But it's going to be an interesting game tomorrow night. So there's one difference.
Well, the thing, you can't ever count Matt Williams' teams out. I mean, he just coaches them so well. And he forces you to play the game that they play. And Riverdale doesn't need to get into that. They need to play their own game, move the football, put some points on the boards. And I really think it's going to be really, really close, but I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Danny went out on another limb again. He went with Tullahoma over Stewart's Creek. The rest of us went with the Creek. I'm not sure why he thought maybe he was trying to go for the home team there. And then we had a couple big splits, though. Blackman, Brentwood. That's the toss up of the week, I think, because you don't know what you're going to get out of Blackman. So Brian went with Blackman. I went with Blackman. Rod went with Brentwood. Danny went with Brentwood. And you picked Brentwood. That's a tough game.
Oh, I thought I picked Blackman.
Did you pick Blackman?
I may have hit the wrong button.
Oh, are you going with Blackman?
Yeah, I'm going to go with – no. I did pick Brentwood. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think until I see Blackman, I don't know. So.
Right. I think that's just a tough game for an opener for those guys.
That's a good game to go opposite. If you're going to go opposite, that's a good game to do it.
Yeah. The other game where people flipped on was Nolensville and Rockville. Rod and Danny and you.
Mm-hmm.
Went with the Rockets.
Yep.
And me and Brian went with Nolensville. I told Coach Guthrie on Saturday, I asked him, I said, who makes your schedule? And he said, me. And I said, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? You picked up 8 games against teams that were in the playoffs last year. Get you a couple of good home games that's winnable that you know. But he said, no, we're going to go anywhere, any place, anytime and play people, which I'll give him that. But, boy, he sure set him some up for a tough road this season.
Well, here's where I have a problem with the defending champion. We had a discussion yesterday, and he told me he was going to go with Rockville. Then, last-minute change. See, this is how this thing is played. And, again, I'm already – I may play this under protest.
You saw the same thing I got, huh? It could be the commissioners. It's week one. I'm trying to use technology. I could have caused a problem.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's all Brian. I do. Yeah.
All right.
And I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening.
He's listening because he's probably wearing his rings. He's probably at the game wearing his rings.
Yeah.
We come back. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. We're going to finish up, and then we're going to send it right out to Shovel and Brian Barrett.
Head over to J. Mullen Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom-designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northville Boulevard or online at mullinsjewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Your home, your auto. Together, they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wommel. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Brentz at Rick's Barbecue, carrying on the Lanning family tradition.
I'm passionate about it, and I have a lot of my dad in me, so I know that I have the same energy and mindset that he does.
It's the best barbecue you'll eat, the smoked chicken out of this world, and those loaded baked potatoes.
That's the biggest potato you can get. They're right at 2 pounds. People ask us that all the time. Like, where do y'all get those potatoes from?
A quick meal, feeding the whole family, or catering, they can do it all at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. Jackson's giving me 2 minutes, John, to wrap up. I've gotten multiple texts from Brian Barrett. You saw that, right?
Oh, he's denying. I didn't see it, but I'll look.
He said he meant Brentwood, and he says, I think he picked Rockville. Again, I think the commissioner needs to take part of the problem for that, because I sent out two different emails. I'm trying something new, trying to use a form, and I kind of messed it up. So I think I've got everybody. Nobody's kicked off yet, so we're still good. And
I'm glad he, you know, qualified that and what he said, what he told me. So
yeah, okay. So like I said, I'll take blame first week. I got it right the second time. So next week, we won't give any slack on that one. If you're planning on listening to WGNS this weekend, you've got, of course, tonight, Brian Barrett getting ready to start the Chevable Stars games. Tomorrow night, Kane included, John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, going to do the Smyrna Riverdale game. And then, of course, on Saturday morning, you can hear the coaches show, starting with Riverdale, followed by Smyrna, which that could be an interesting morning, John.
Yeah, it could be. I think Brian's getting that duty tomorrow. It's on Saturday. So
okay.
So looking forward to that.
You can listen to all the coaches starting at 8 on the coaches show. And then, of course, all weekend long, tune in. The Braves got series with the Giants and the Mets, and neither one of those teams, I think, are very good.
Go Braves. That's all I can say.
Go Braves. Exactly. All right. So,
Mark, appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate seeing you from the lovely confines of your living room. You're in the actual chair. I thought you was going to be in the recliner.
No, I'm in a chair. I've advanced. Everybody's going to be shocked that I can actually walk. And you got to meet my puppy, too. So.
I did get to see your puppy. And, hey, I'm going to text you and Brian later because, you know, when you come to Riverdale, we got to feed you.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll make arrangements with the principal about how to get up to the stadium.
All right. We got you. All right, Brian. Kickoff is next. We'll see you back next week for the Primetime Sports Show.
Next, another special News Radio.